white light. Tell me this don't feel right on time. Yeah, I'm the hook. I know you're worried, you leave it all behind.
Good morning. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie every Friday here on 1150 AM KKNW. I'll be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities are guaranteed to lift your spirits, and that is Cool Water.
Yes. Are they coming back?
Well,
we'll work on that.
They are going to Penn Cove Brewing tomorrow night, 7:30 to 9:30.
So maybe not back here, but they're back there.
I will have them back.
Good.
Because I think they're amazing.
Yeah. Love their music.
And they have lots going on. They probably play every Friday and Saturday somewhere in our area. So you can check out Cool Water on Facebook. And if you want to, if you're on Woodby Island tomorrow night, 7:30, join us for music. Let's see. Did you see that rapper out the window?
I did. If you were here locally, that was MC Eagle.
MC
DJ
Eagle.
Herring.
So I had this vision that I was going to see
yeah,
a guy outside the window today. And I said, did we see a guy out the window?
Yeah.
Was that weird?
Yeah.
Okay, I called it, and then I took a picture of him, and he was rapping.
Yep. So for those listening and can't see what we have here at the building, they are redoing our windows outside. So they're actually resealing all of the windows. So for the last week and a half, 2 weeks, actually a little bit longer than that, along with painting, they've been redoing all of the windows in the buildings in the area. So they're literally going up and down all day long, and it's quite the view for Dina. This morning.
Because I was, my intuition said that it was going to happen, and that's what the show's about.
Yeah.
I thought that's a very synchronistic thing.
Perfect.
Now, I got to bring up a shout out to Phil Warwa from Kauai, a.k.a. Santa Claus, that I went around and helped Santa all Christmas long last year. He said, you've got to do the Oprah Deepak meditation. So I'm on day, what, 14?
You're looking at me like I know. I don't know.
I think it's 12.
Oh, okay.
But it really is speaking to me. It's about relationships, and I just think it's perfect. And it's another synchronicity. So I think it's too late to do it now, but I think you might be able to go on YouTube and go back and do the last one they did. But I do recommend spending time alone and meditation and focusing on the good in life. And that is all about your intuition. And joining me in the studio this morning is Misty Thompson.
Hi, Dina. How are you?
Aloha.
Aloha.
We spoke on the phone a while back, and I just knew you'd be perfect.
Aw, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Where are you from?
I am from Safford, Arizona, and that is about 3 hours east of Phoenix. So.
And we were talking, it's really warm there.
It's very warm. It was 114 a couple of weeks ago, yeah.
So what are you doing in Seattle?
I am doing a book tour. Yay! It's so fun. I've really enjoyed it here. I've never been to Seattle. Well, I shouldn't say never. It was in the 90s, I was here for work, didn't do a lot of sightseeing. But this time we've had so much fun. I have my daughter with me, my 17-year-old daughter, Tuesday. And we went to a Mariners game, Tuesday. We're going to another Mariners game tomorrow. We went to the Space Needle yesterday. Yeah, so we've had some fun.
And it's a beautiful day.
Yes, beautiful day. And I'd like to think we brought the sunshine to Seattle, but I don't know that for sure. I just like to think that.
You did.
Thank you. Yeah.
So what's the name of your book?
The second book I've published that I'm promoting, it's called From Grief to Acceptance. And this is a book that honors our loved ones who have passed. And the way we can do that, the way we can honor them is to live our life the fullest. That's what they want for us.
You and I are so much on the same page on your book.
Yeah.
Okay. So what compelled you to write this book?
Yes. So I wrote my first book. And it was about the story of what happened with my sister. So the first book was called By Your Side, and my sister she passed away in 1993. She was missing for 55 days, and her remains were found in the desert near where I live. And during that time, she was coming to me, and it was like a dream. I was sitting there talking to her in my mind. And the second book came about because these were the things she was telling me about. And I just kind of had that nudge to write it. And I would write a little bit and put it away for the second book. And it just came out, and it was so perfect, and it made so much sense. And I know it's how my sister wants me to live my life.
So the first book is By Your Side.
Yes.
And when she did come to you, was that something that was celebrated in your house and you ran around and told everybody?
I told a few people. and it was not celebrated. I was told I was crazy and that I was just stressed out because she was missing. And understandably so, I was stressed out because she was missing. And I was stressed out because my mom was frantic and didn't know what to do. And I was trying to help my mom. And yeah, so it was very quickly I realized I got to be very careful who I say this to. Because back in 1993, we didn't have the internet. We couldn't swap stories, anything like that. But it wasn't until my mom hired a private investigator out of Mesa, Arizona. And he had a list of questions for my mom. And one of his questions was, has anyone in your family been spiritually contacted? And my mom looked at me and I looked at her. And he explained how we have the mind, body, and spirit. And each one of those needs to fully pass on, transition, before the full being is gone. And with my sister, because it was foul play, it was never solved, but we know it was foul play, that it's definitely something that her body, her mind was gone, but her spirit was in limbo because she was confused. And he feels that she went to a few key people and nobody could understand her. So I was the one who could understand her. But it made so much sense because we did not have a great adult relationship. And as a result, I needed to forgive her in order for her to move on. And I feel like because of that, I helped her on her spiritual path on the other side. And as a result, I'm helping her by creating the memory of her by following my path. So she's helped me on my spiritual path. And that's what I'm here.
And I have to say thumbs up to the detective.
Absolutely.
Because just like a hospice worker, I bet you they see this quite a bit. And
yeah.
It becomes a part of, like, we have to take it as, like, it's valuable.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, especially, you know, the detectives. You know, I worked for the federal prison for 25 years. And it's very by the book. And there's, you know, this is the rules and the regulations. And this other stuff is foo-foo Philly stuff. So for him to actually step up and matter-of-factly talk about it, it brought validation to myself, and therefore I could embrace it more. And when I was able to embrace it more, more messages came up. And as I was more open to it, I felt more at peace. I wasn't at peace how she died or why she died, but I was at peace that she was gone physically. But as you know, our loved ones are always with us. My sister has helped orchestrated this whole crazy thing that I'm going through. I mean, it's great. It's a great transition in my life. There's some sad things, as I mentioned, but there's also some absolute great things. And I know it's my sister helping on the other side. And that's what an awesome thing to have somebody that's can see a bigger picture. Can help orchestrate our life for us if we allow them to do so.
And the grieving process, and mm-hmm. we were talking about that. I used to be a hypnotherapist, and pretty much everyone that came to me had not let go of something. They were holding on to it, and most of them were on some antidepressant of some sort, because when it happened, they were so distraught that they were medicated.
Right.
And I can say 100% of them that, you know, over time, with a doctor's care, they got off their medication, went back, remembered something, went through it as painful as it was,
yes,
grieved, and they did turn on their lights and they did
yeah.
become intuitive and they did have dreams about their loved ones. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just say, you know, as this process is going on, take a picture of them when they're healthy, put them next to your bedside, go to bed, ask the universe for a sign, and sure enough, someone will come through and say, I had one woman who... her mom came through and blessed her, and she was pregnant within a month after trying to be pregnant for years. And
wow.
It was just, I have story after story.
Absolutely. I do too, working with my clients. Same thing, myself, my clients, people I just run into, like just talking to you. I mean, these stories, I mean, these all can't all be made up, you know? And I am a firm believer in all of this because it's happened to me. And I honestly, when it first happened, I didn't know what to believe. It was scary. I was scared. I didn't know. I would be home alone with my three small children, and I would hear noises. And I think it was my sister trying to get my attention. And I blocked it. But once I would give in to, you know, just be open to it, I would get message, and I hear it with my clients all the time. Same thing.
And I'll bring up in choir, they call me a temple worker because in past lives, that was our job, is to communicate. And I was a hospice worker. So it was my job. I didn't know anything about farming or feeding myself, but I did know how to communicate and help people cross over, whether it was their time or not their time. And so you and I are here, and maybe our upper chakras, which is your crown chakra, third eye, and throat chakra, are wide open. Makes us a little bit, people might think we're crazy, but if we're not grounded, what happens?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I have to remember that. I have to remember to stay grounded because it's so nice to be up in the spiritual, you know what I mean, and just not have to deal a lot with this human experience sometimes,
well,
you know?
In the trenches, being in the trenches.
There you go. That's a great way. But yeah, when I ground myself, of course, that helps connect my whole being. So,
and the beauty of it is that you found someone that was open-minded enough to listen to you.
Yes.
Now, what, I'm just going in a place, what if you never found that person?
Right.
Where would you be?
Yeah. Who knows where I would be, you know? And even though at the time I took the information with my sister, of course, her remains were found. We were able to have her funeral. But I kind of put it to the side because I thought it was done and I thought it was a one-time event. I didn't think I would have connections anymore. I just thought it was my sister. And I didn't get anything for a long time. And about 5 years before I retired from the prison, or what was the term you used?
She was about to retire, but then she was re-inspired.
Re-inspired. There you go. So I just knew I needed to leave that job because I knew something bigger was going to happen. I didn't know what. I didn't know how. I didn't know. I just knew something else was going to happen. So about 5 years before I left the prison job, it started to come back. And all of a sudden, I'd be at work, and I would just be telling people, you're having a bad day. And they're like, how do you know that? You know, I was like, I don't know. I can tell. And they're like, well, am I acting different? I'm like, I don't think so, but I just can feel it. So I started to learn more about the whole process, about reading energy, about intuition. And then by the time this came about in 2015 or 2000. Well, I think I got my first deck of cards. It was later, but I didn't know what they were for. It was angel cards. I got them as a gift, but I didn't really know what they were for. But about 2010, I started to realize what these were for, about 5 years. And then when I started realizing all of this, it started opening up for me again. And the more I started listening to different radio shows or reading books or whatever it was, it became so clear to me, oh my gosh, I have this. This is what I can do. And it was, of course, divine timing, you know, and maybe I needed maybe I needed more validation from other people. And one person that really helped me with my mediumship was John Holland. I was able to see him several times in Phoenix, and he really helped me with my intuition and developing it. And, you know, he himself in one of his books talks about that, about how most of us have to go through a traumatic event for our spiritual side to open up. Well, my traumatic event was lived through my sister. And, so it's just all fascinating how it all just came together for me.
Okay, the beauty of it, as watching you right now, is that the trenches for you was the prison.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was
and
very
that
true.
Brought you back down to earth, where now you are channeling, you're taking in information, but you can do it without taking yourself and you'll hurt yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get grounded and you don't have the lower chakra, which is your root chakra and your sacral, you don't have that and you're running around telling people what to do and all this and that. I've seen people get fried.
That was me in the beginning because I didn't understand that part of it. And I would do a reading for somebody, and I would be exhausted, drained. And now I have to remember, and I have to be very careful with that. I'm hit and miss, I'll be honest. I mean, I meditate for the most part. I do really well, and then I slip off, and, you know,
It's the real world.
I mean, it's the real world, yeah. But I do find when I do meditate, I am so much better, and I feel so much better, and I am able to channel and read my intuition so much better. It's just amazing how that works. But yeah, it's just, It's been a whole learning process. And the great part about it is I didn't realize at the time, you know, for me, it was like I didn't realize at the time what was happening. I just followed that guidance that was coming to me or whatever open door I felt into it. Like, did it make my stomach feel in knots? Then no. Or if it made me feel like light up, I'm going to do that, mm-hmm. you know, and just trust it. And the more I did that, the more things opened up for me.
And in your book, the point of the courage to be yourself.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And that is still something I have. I'm better at it, but I still have people that judge me that are close to me, my family, who don't understand what I'm doing. They don't want to understand what I'm doing. They don't at least give me the time of day to present what I'm doing, and then they can make a judgment call. And if it's not for them, that's fine. But to be judged on something they don't really know enough about is hurtful, but it's understandable, and that's fine. You just learn how to not totally push them out of your life, but learn how to just, you know, I won't talk about that in front of them, and I'll respect that of them, and they can respect that of me. But it does take a lot of courage to be who you are. It really is.
I start my book with a client saying, you know how hard it is to be yourself? Because yeah. as soon as you open up that higher part of yourself, you mm-hmm. start thinking for yourself,
yeah.
and spirit leads the way because it knows exactly what your purpose and your passion is.
Yes.
You are not going to be going to the same job you did 10
nope.
years ago.
Mm-mm.
You're not going to have the same friends.
Nope.
You're going to spend more time alone in
yep.
nature, and you're
yep.
going to probably... have
true.
A quality of the people around you because your energy is just going to feel better that way.
Yes, absolutely. And you're going to be with people who are like-minded and respect where you're at just as you respect where they're at. And like you said, it's not quantity, it'll be quality of friends. And you know, where I live, we don't have a whole lot of people that are like-minded like me. But that's okay.
You'll attract them. Cause
I am. Yeah,
it's a multiverse.
Absolutely.
We're all
true.
Writing songs every day. We all have our song, and there's lots of songs being sung. Mm-hmm. So I love artists, musicians. I love hanging out with young kids, going any place where I see Mother Nature in the birds, because then my song becomes like not a rap song. Just kidding. It's my own song. I haven't. What genre would I be, Benny?
That's a good question, to be honest.
Well, we're going to go to break, and then we're going to figure that out. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Stay tuned.
Yeah, I'm the hope. I know you're weary, you leave it all behind. If you see it shine, I won't grab a hold of it, yeah, 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 yeah. If you see it shine.
The 10th Annual Cider Summit Seattle returns to South Lake Union on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th. This year's Cider Summit is celebrating 10 years by moving to a beautiful new location, Lake Union Park. Cider Summit is an over 21 event and is the largest hard cider sampling opportunity featuring nearly 200 ciders, cider cocktails, and even apple spirits. There will be live music, specially paired foods for sampling and purchase, plus a dog lounge. Tickets and event information is available at cidersummit.com.
Curious about whales in the Pacific Northwest? Orca Network's Langley Whale Center celebrates and shares the lives of gray whales, orcas, and other marine mammals of the Salish Sea. The Langley Whale Center is a project of Orca Network, a nonprofit that is based on Whidbey Island. The Langley Whale Center gives Orca Network the opportunity to have a public presence to share the excitement about the whales and marine mammals who are our neighbors. The Whale Center in Langley gives visitors and residents alike a chance to learn more about the endangered southern resident orcas who visit our area and about the North Puget Sound gray whales, a small, unique population of gray whales who find sustenance in the waters of Saratoga Passage and Possession Sound each March through May. Check out the Orca Network and Langley Whale Center on Facebook for the latest whale sightings, educational programs, and events, or visit orcanetwork.org for more information. You'll be glad you did.
Elder Bay Grocery has been locally owned and operated by the same family for over 25 years. They're located at the south end of Camino Island at the intersection of Mountain View and Elder Bay Road, and is less than 2 miles away from the Camino Island and Cama Beach State Parks. Kara's Kitchen at Elder Bay Grocery offers burgers, local craft beers on tap, sub sandwiches, pizza, live music, and free Wi-Fi for customers to stay connected while enjoying their affordable and family-friendly dining. Stop by to refuel the car or even treat the kids to a hand-scooped ice cream cone. For more information, visit elderbaygrocery.com. That's E-L-G-E-R baygrocery.com. Or like Elder Bay Grocery on Facebook. It's always a great day at Elder Bay. Crabbing season is here. Stop by Elder Bay Grocery for all your gear you will need. They have licenses, pots, bait, and ice. Are you a beginner? Well, Elder Bay has a staff that can give you all the information you will need to get started. Happy crabbing, and see you on Camino Island.
Going against the grain has never been this much fun. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits. I decided my genre is whatever Cool Water's doing.
I think it has a little more. You need a little more upbeat than that.
Okay, then. All right.
That's not to say they're not.
Maybe
on
I'll
the
write
other side.
A song with my genre.
Then do it.
And create
you
it.
You know
myself.
A couple artists to help with?
So. Because, yeah, mm-hmm. I need to be authentic. I need to be myself. And I should write a song that reminds me of me. I'm going to. Yeah. I wrote a song yesterday. Oh, gosh, man. See? It's all good.
I love that. I love that.
I want to do a songwriter's workshop and teach people how to write their own songs or introduce them to how to write their book.
Oh, awesome.
Because everyone's got it right there as an idea, but then mm-hmm. we got to act on it and put our heart and soul into it. So I want to talk a little bit about intuition.
I love that subject.
How do you know it's your intuition?
At first, I didn't. You know, I did not know that because and even now I'm thinking, is that just my mind playing a trick on me? But what I decided to do was just go with it. What's the worst that could happen? But I did find that what works for me and what I tell my clients that if you're not sure, ask for a clear sign that you will understand. And also, if you get a similar or same message, like two different times from two different sources, then it's an absolute positive sign. And that's kind of like what I started to do. And now I just know. I'll know if it's my mind or because I've been doing it enough now. But I suggest that because it will work. And you just have to ask. You know, I work a lot with angels and it's you have to ask. You know, we have free will and we make our choices. And we can ask for help. And if you ask for help, whether it's your loved one or I know my sister's helping me anyways, but or an angel, whatever it is, they will give you a sign. And you may not understand that sign, but, you know, you just have to trust it and go on.
And I call it three strikes you're in.
Yeah.
You know, if you get the three green lights, you know that the intuition was correct, and then you can act on it. But you got to wait for the signs and the synchronicities, and they're so whimsical. My friend calls it the universe winking at you.
I love that.
So with the chakra work, the first thing you do is ask. Mm-hmm. Then you shall receive. You get the party started. You ask. Uh-oh. Yeah. Be careful.
Yeah, be careful what you ask for. That is for sure.
And then you have to silence your mind and get to a place where you're meditating. But for me, it's just going into the woods, mm-hmm. going for a ride on my bike, but also, you know, active meditating.
Yes.
Quieting your mind. And then the universe can make the phone call. But if you're blah, 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 blah all day long, you are not going to get any intuitive hunch. Then you're going to hear a small, still voice. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be, Dina, take a right. It'll be it's just so quick and to the point. It doesn't go back and forth.
Nope.
And then basically you're going to have to maybe act on what the voice says. So there comes the courage.
That's right. That's the courage to trust. Yeah, to trust it. And, you know, again, with me, I made some wrong choices, even though I heard that voice. And as a result, same exact thing. So your intuition is right on because I should have taken a left, actually. I turned right and I got into a car accident.
Well, and it says, how do you know? And you said it feels good.
Yeah, it does. It feels good. It just feels settled. You get that excited feeling or happy feeling. You always know. We have that sixth sense. You get the knots in your stomach. You know it's not a right choice, so don't do it.
Or the obligated Obligation.
Obligation.
Ooch, ouch. Hate it. Guilt.
Guilt. Yes. Oh, that's awful.
So yeah. I say it's clear to the point. It could be images, thoughts. You just know. Mm-hmm. And I think how you really know is like if you can write it down or tell someone, if you know somebody that really loves who you are and you can be yourself and you run to them and you can say, I just had this voice. It told me to do this. It feels right. Then it gets bigger. Now it's out of your head yep. and it's into the real world.
Yes.
That's when it gets scary again.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly true. And then, you know, you trust it again and then the thing happens and then again, you get scared again. Yeah, it's so true. It's exactly what I'm going through right now. Well, we all go through it all the time.
Well, I think we have linear time because I can see the things that I was fearful of and the things that the intuition told me to do, yeah. and I did them. And now I can see how amazing my journey's been
yes.
because intuition led me instead of my fearful, guilty, if I don't do this, I'm, you know, mm-hmm. a bad person.
Right. Yeah. You know, and that's exactly, I, as the human side of me, of course, I get that scared feeling. But then I look back, like you said, I look back and it's like, no, I will be okay. I trust. I know my sister's with me. I know God and the angels are with me. It's going to be okay. I wouldn't be on this path for no reason. So you get that fear, but then you know that it's just, I call it your mind is just trying to protect you, you know, because it's limiting beliefs, but I have found that with my mind, it's just, and I try not to think my ego is, you know, sabotaging me, but I feel like my mind is just trying to protect me. I feel like the ego tries to protect, puts the fear on, doesn't want us to feel disappointed in any way. And when it does that, then it, you know, but
you're not living your life to the fullest.
Exactly. But there's a time for that. There's a time for that fear to come in. That's why we have it. But it's not to live our life to the fullest. That's not what fear is about. Fear is, oh, should I walk down that dark alley? Nope, don't do it. Okay, and that's your intuition. And I also feel your ego, your mind.
But one time
tells
it told
you,
me to walk down the alley, and I ran into Santa Claus, and he was hiding from all the people in Leavenworth. And I got my picture with him. I was kidding. I was like,
say
what? That, but it's just random. But you know, sometimes.
Yeah, but sometimes, yeah. But you probably had a good feeling about it,
I did,
and not
yeah.
like a scary feeling.
No.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You just—it's reading your body. It's reading. You know, that's why we have those emotions. That's why we have those feelings that we do have, because there is a purpose to them.
And I've also had my intuition tell me to do nothing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That sometimes that's the hardest thing is
yes.
just to sit in it for a while, mm-hmm. and it will say, "Take care of yourself. Sleep in. Don't." Do well, say it like it's not the timing's wrong, or just it'll say it just like that. But the intuitive part of yourself is the way you get what you want. If your intentions are set, you
yes.
know that you deserve it, because
right.
that's another thing. Your heart
that's
chakra.
A limiting belief for sure. Yeah, that do I deserve it? Well, of course you do.
So let's talk about being an author, because
sure.
when I wrote my books,
mm-hmm.
I was compelled to write them, and
yes.
they're really weird. And I had such a hard time giving it to my family, even
mm-hmm.
though the Aura's Angel was for my family. My grandma said, write the book before, you know, everyone starts passing away.
Yes.
It was really hard to hand my baby over to someone else that would be judgmental.
Yeah.
I'd rather give even our new CD we did to a stranger than to someone I know.
Right.
Which
sure.
is so weird.
Right? I know. And that goes back, like, with me, with my family. I thought my family would be supportive, and I was very mistaken. But that's okay. But yeah, the very first book I wrote, the only reason why I wrote it is because my mom asked me to. And I wasn't really planning on it. I don't, you know, I don't consider myself like a big author. I mean, I've published books. And I think the reason why I don't feel that way is because these are just stories to help people. And it's my story. And I think everybody has a story worth telling, because somebody can benefit from your story, no doubt about it. But the first book, it was my mom. You know, she wanted Stephanie's story to be out there, and my sister, and she just couldn't do it. So she did ask me if I would do that, and I did. And thank God she did, because it was very therapeutic, and that's how I got the messages, and that's how my path really got set in motion once I wrote that first book. And everything just started happening. Pretty, pretty pretty fun. Pretty fun.
You got on the dance floor.
Yeah, I got on the dance floor. Yeah. And wow. I get off for just a little break and then I get back on the dance floor, you know, and, you know, and look, now I'm in Seattle. This is awesome.
And I just had my first reading in a long time. And that was, she wanted to do her memoirs of her family. And that's the prescription, you know, just to start writing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it. Just start writing. You know, I felt that I had to write in order how I felt the book needed to go. The first book is like that only because it's in chronological order based on the dates, because it's based on my mom's journals that she wrote every single day what was happening with my sister's investigation. So, of course, I don't go into every single day, but the highlights are in there. But the other one is just start writing. When you feel it, just start writing something. And it doesn't have to make a whole lot of sense at first. It's a process, just like everything else.
I gave my first, like, it was sad. The guy's like, this is horrible. It makes no sense. And it was another year when I did put it all together in a different way, and it made more sense. But it was a process. It took me a year just to figure out what I was doing.
Yeah.
But, you know, because mine's like a manual, how-to, the Our Energy Matters. But in the end, it was. All you have to do, and now I was thinking to my client the other day, all you have to do is talk to text.
Right.
And then you copy that, put it in your Word document, and there's no reason you can't write a book.
That's true. That is very true. You could do that, you know, just sitting on the couch. You know what I mean? Just writing.
Talking to yourself.
Yeah, talking to yourself. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody, I am a firm believer that everybody has a story, and somebody in this world can benefit from their story.
Well, I think that the best thing I ever did is write the book. And I did have an intuition. I feel like it was leading the whole way. And when I didn't want to do it, I'd get an email or something weird would happen where I knew I had to finish it. And we had a show maybe 4 weeks ago with a man that came to me, and I said, oh, you have angels behind you. And he's like, you're freaking me out. Don't tell me that. And then the next time I saw him, I said, what's your grandmother's name? Because he says his grandmother says there's angels behind him. He goes, Aura. Well, that's why I finished the book. And I still, my heart sings because that synchronicity, his grandma's name was Aura. And I got to send my finished Aura's angel coloring book to her.
Yeah,
and he has changed his whole life, and he lives in Colorado. But anyways, Curtis Reeve, I still think he's the most amazing man. But he was in a bad place. I was in a bad place. And by finishing the book, that also opened all my chakras.
Yeah, it does. It's very therapeutic. So for anything else, even if it doesn't get published and out in the world, it will be therapeutic to people, without a doubt.
And if you do want it to get finished, you look back up, you ask for guidance.
Absolutely.
Certain people come into your lives.
Absolutely.
Lives. I've had many. Anyways, they'll come into your life, this one.
Yes, yes.
And they will help you. And that's another thing. When you get to the lower chakras, that's your sacral and your root chakra, you want, I say, kind, gentle, fascinating people. But you want people that are supportive, that encourage you. See, they say, you know, I really love what you're doing here, but you misspelled 25 words.
Yeah.
That's what you want. You don't want someone like cutting you down because they don't want you to shine. I used to have all these people that were mean to me as soon as I got my book out there.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Yeah. It's disheartening, you know, because you put your heart and soul out there and you get criticized. And, you know, I've learned that it's because of their limiting beliefs. And it's, you know, they feel guilty because they're not following
their dreams. Yeah.
And so that's all that is. And it's sad, you know, but, you know, I was there too. I can't, you know, I used to be that person. But now, I mean, I just do what I can to follow my path. And I'm so grateful that my sister is guiding me. And all of this that I have accomplished thus far is totally from my spirit guides, my angels, I mean, just guiding me. And it's me choosing to trust it. That's all it is.
And in intuition. So there's intangibles, right? You have your creativity, you have your ideas, you have all these juices, but you can't see them. Now your heart chakra is the altar. So when you love yourself and you give and receive equally to yourself and others, then you can manifest in physical form, which is your tangible. So you have your power chakra, which is the one that makes you write the book. It's the one that kind of, it makes me do things I don't want to do, and then I'm happy after I did.
Yes.
So it makes me exercise. It makes me eat right when I want to have something I shouldn't. That's your power chakra, which is right below your heart. Now your sacral, That's where you surround yourself with those kind, gentle, fascinating people and your support system. So you got to put yourself on a diet of cool people.
Yes.
And it took me years to pick up the phone and feel that gut feeling like, why am I talking to this person for an hour? And then not call them back, not answer their messages anymore. And then other people came into my life because I set intentions. Now, that was my struggle all along, is to find that support system, my tribe. Then when I have an idea, now I have people that come in and want to help me. They edit and they read it and they tell me honestly what I need to work on. Mm-hmm. And then the root chakra is when you physically have your book in your hand.
Yeah.
Then guess what? You got to go back to the top and figure out what you're going to do with it.
Yes, that's exactly true. So very true. But yeah, I love what you said about surrounding yourself, because that's exactly, I've been so fortunate that all the people that I've been surrounded with have been like-minded people who are heart-centered, and I will only work with heart-centered people. That's just how it is. And they have to agree with what I'm doing or not be judgmental about it, I guess I should say.
Supportive.
Yes, they have to be supportive. But yeah, the first book, it was, you know, somebody who does, she's like an author coach, and she's so kind. And I have so many mentors. I mean, I really do. And they've all been so awesome and supportive. And because of them, it gave me the confidence to take that next step. And, you know, and it's interesting with this From Grief to Acceptance. I was working with some people as another author coach for that book. They introduced me to somebody who edited it, who is heart-centered. She introduced me to the publicist, who introduced me to the digital strategist. You know, it's just funny. Uh-huh. And then all of the other people in between. And so that's been awesome, because everybody is on the same page as being heart-centered. And
so I do the chakras. I'm watching her.
You can see me.
She keeps putting her arms over her heart.
Yeah.
And the word is kind.
Yeah.
If you can find kind people, your heart.
Yes. Yes.
You can keep it open. You can be yourself. Mm-hmm. You can express yourself.
Yes. Yeah. You know, and that is interesting you bring that up, because when I was working at the prison, I would have strep throat like 8 times in 1 year. And that's because I couldn't speak my truth.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't speak what I needed to. My throat chakra was, you know, dying and blocked, and because I couldn't speak and be who I needed to be. And for fear, well, part of it was me, because I, for fear of being judged or for fear of not being accepted or whatever it is. But now I don't have that problem anymore. Thank goodness.
You're a temple worker in the trenches.
That's right. That's right.
But that's exciting. And so you're going to be, again, at East West?
Yes, at East West Bookshop on Sunday at, I believe that starts at 5. And then actually tonight I'll be at Barnes & Noble at Northgate Mall from 6 to 8. And the presentation at East West Bookshop is going to be about intuition. We're going to talk more about intuition and how it can help us with healing on all levels, not just grief, but just healing in general. But I do believe grief is one of the hardest things us as humans will have to work through. And tonight, you know, I'll be doing a little presentation and then doing a book signing at Barnes & Noble. So.
And your website?
My website is www.mistymthompson.com.
Misty Thompson. And you're on Facebook.
I'm on Facebook. Yep. Mystified Enlightenment.
From Grief to Acceptance.
Yes.
And let's talk about grief.
Yes.
How important it is to move through grief.
It's so important. If you do not move through grief, you will be stuck in the hamster wheel over and over and over. And again, on my Facebook group, all these people are, I was talking to, you know, with my friend, and I've lost my mom and I'm just lost and I don't know what to do and there's so much guilt and I can't move forward. And I know it's not easy, but it is easy. Choose yourself. I mean, it's an easy thing, but I understand life gets in the way and we want to be there. Like you said, we have those obligations, and that's such a heavy word. But there's a way to manage all of that. But it's, you have to make the choice to put you first, because you can't help anybody else if you don't take care of you. And, you know, I talk to them. I do Facebook Lives in my group, and I talk to them about all of this. And it's so sad. People are just stuck. They cannot move forward. And my mom was there. My mom has come so far. But it's exactly that. I think, you know, I would tell my mom, why aren't you honoring Stephanie? Do you think she wants you to sit here all upset? You know, and that's what I say. But in my group, I'm like, what would your mom want for you? I know for me, I know my kids are like, oh, God, here she goes again. But, you know, I tell my kids, I'm like, hey, when I go, if it's before you, do not sulk. Do not have guilt. Just don't be heavy about it. Live your life. You want to do right by me? Then go live your life for you. And I've been telling them that. But, yeah, if you don't move through it, you will be stuck. And you will be miserable.
And you said something at the beginning of the show. What I get from the people that cross over is they want to have us experience as much tangible things.
Yes.
Eating and hugging and swimming. Because they are living through us at times.
Absolutely.
And they don't have a body. So when they feel, when they are around us and we feel joy and pleasure and we are accompanied by other people like that, they get kind of a rush.
They sense it. They know it. Not the same way we feel it, but yeah, they absolutely know it. So for us to be heavy and with whatever it is, anger or sadness or whatever it is, guilt, that's a big one. You're bringing them down. And the way to make them happy, because a lot of us are people pleasers, to make them happy is to live your life.
Lift
to the
spirits.
Fullest. Yes,
exactly.
And
it's a process. So go through the grieving. You go through the holidays and the birthdays and, you know, cry and get mad and express yourself like a two-year-old.
Exactly.
Whenever it feels right.
Yes, absolutely. You have to do that. You have to express the feelings. I wouldn't recommend doing it at the middle of a grocery store. But, you know, whatever.
When it happens, it happens.
When it happens, it happens. But, you know, for me, I still have moments. My sister's been gone 25 plus years. And I'll hear a song and it makes me sad. And just thinking about it makes me sad. Because
you're human. Yay.
Yeah. And so open. I will go to a room and
cry.
Yeah.
Crying is good for us.
It really is.
It's a prescription.
It really is.
Well, we're going to take our last break. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits. Stay tuned.
Join Misty Thompson, intuitive spiritual life coach and best-selling author, Sunday, July 28th, 5 to 7 p.m. at the East West Bookshop for her workshop, Using Your Intuition to Guide You Towards Healing. You will learn how to trust and believe that you too can use your intuition to guide you towards healing any part of your life. Tapping into your intuition takes practice, but when you do open yourself up, it can become transformative and a lasting way to heal. Register at eastwestbookshop.com.
Need a weekend at the beach? If so, join us Saturday and Sunday, August 24th and 25th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Ocean Shores Convention Center. The Ocean Shores Body and Soul Festival is a full weekend with intuitive readers, healers, vendors, plus free talks and classes overlooking the beautiful Washington coastline. This year's donations will go to North Beach Children and Family Care Alliance. For more information, visit Ocean Shores Body and Soul Festival on Facebook. Lift your spirits this summer and join us in Ocean Shores.
Tune in to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie every Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Alternative Talk, 1150. You will be introduced to fascinating people, discover fun places to visit, and be encouraged to participate in activities that will lift your spirits. For a schedule of upcoming guests, visit liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com. For archive shows, go to 1150kknw.com. Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie is sponsored by Seattle Natural Awakenings Magazine.
Aloha! Join me, Dina Marie, on the island of Kauai. Let me be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. You'll receive daily healing sessions and experience fun, interactive outings to some of my favorite places, sacred sites, secluded beaches, and sunrises that will lift your spirits. Go beyond the tourist spots, meet fascinating locals, and leave with amazing memories. Retreats are based on your schedule and budget. For more information, visit liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com.
Working hard to put a smile on your face. Alternative Talk 1150.
Goodness shines like a white light.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits. My what do they call it? Chicken skin? That's in Hawaii. Yeah. Goosebumps. I love that song.
Love Bumps.
Cool Water, and they did that in the studio live. They're amazing. So Pen Cove Brewing tomorrow night, Saturday, which is Whidbey Island, Coopville, outside probably, hopefully. Welcome back, Misty.
Thanks.
Who's in the room with us?
Well, this would be my publicist, Jonathan.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Jonathan. We met years ago.
I'll let him say his last name because I don't want to butcher it.
How do I like to say it? It's spelled like it's pronounced and it's pronounced
Masalinas.
Like you see?
Oh, perfect.
First
good
time.
Job.
That's awesome.
Don't let the brain get in the way. Just go right for it.
Right. That's,
just go
that's
right
it.
For it.
Just go right for it.
Feel confident.
Yeah, there you go.
As soon as you think
go.
You're going to say it wrong, you will, though.
Yeah, that's very true, yeah.
When you see me butcher names. Oh, guess who's coming back? Our window rapper. Just kidding.
Wiki, wiki.
Oh, Jonathan. So Jonathan called me probably 3 years ago, and we had a really long conversation. And then through Jonathan, I met Adrian Starks.
You did. Adrian the Champ Starks, founder of Champion Up.
And he's been a co-host with me at least four times.
Yes, he's done some great things here with you guys.
In fact, he did the show without me.
He thinks that Benny's amazing, too. Benny does such an amazing job. I think that, you know, it's really important that the people behind the scenes get the love as well. So, Benny, it's important. You know, like Benny, I'm giving you a big air hug right now.
I appreciate that. That's awesome. Back at you, because one size fits all.
Okay, everybody that's listening, air hug Benny. And I bet you he'll, like float up to the ceiling. It'd be amazing.
Right into the other room for my traffic update.
Did there we just create a new hashtag, by the way, of air hug Benny?
Air hug Benny.
It's a great hashtag.
Love it.
Wow. Love that.
I like it.
It's like you're scaring me. So you're supporting Misty on her journey.
Yeah, she's done such incredible things. Again, kicking off her national book tour here in Seattle, and then she's headed out to Tucson in the beginning of September and Phoenix in the beginning of October. And it's just so great for the work that I do with inspirational, spiritual, and children's authors at Empower Publicity, just to see the progress that people make. And Misty, in such a short period of time in working with her over the course of the past several months, she's done such transformative work, not only for her own life, but the lives of those that she gives back to and she serves. And one of the things that's really true about myself is that I can't work with someone if I don't believe in them, if I don't feel that their message has tangible substance and depth, and that they also are heart-centered in the process. Because there's a lot of people, let's be honest, there's a lot of people that are authors and speakers and coaches and healers that they may talk out of one side of their mouth and kind of do the other. And I really believe that, especially now and moving forward, it's so important to be in alignment. So important to come from integrity and authenticity, because nothing else sticks right now.
Amen. And I knew that as soon as I talked to Misty on the phone, I'm the same way. I have plenty of people that want to be on the show, but I have to feel it.
Yep.
And usually we'll be on the phone longer than we're supposed to be. And that's how I know.
Mm-hmm.
We have way too much in common. And I feel like the universe sent you my way.
Yeah, I feel the same about you. Totally. Totally had a resonance with you the first time I talked to you.
And
absolutely.
I can't imagine what it's like to be at East West and then listen to you, because that is what I really want to encourage people to get out with other like-minded people. And maybe you've had that experience and you've never told anybody, and you're just about to act on your intuition and you're not sure. East West kind of saved my life. I used to have like a field trip there. I'd do a class. They used to have a rock store with crystals, of course, a hippie skirt place down the road, and then Whole Foods. So that's what I'd spend the day. An Indian restaurant next door. But the bottom line was, that was my whole day. And every time I went to East West, I said, gosh, one day I want to be a speaker. One day I want to write a book. And then after I did that, now I get to promote other people on that journey. That makes me happy.
Yeah. And I appreciate it, because I walked into East West the other day, and oh my gosh, so like relaxing there. It is just, the energy is just so vibrant, and it's just, yeah, it's so amazing. Bima is amazing too. I mean, his energy, I just wanted to keep giving hugs
to him. Hashtag air Bima.
There you go.
I love the hashtags that we're creating this
morning.
He would
like that. And I'll tell you, Steve Bonnell used to be there, and he's been on the show plenty of times. Bima's been on the show. But again, to support bookstores, buy books,
totally.
Yes,
go
absolutely.
To the speakers. I also, you know, with musicians, you know, tip them, buy their CDs.
Book reviews on Amazon.
That's a big thing to help.
It supports not only, you know, self-published authors, but, you know, even those New York Times best-selling authors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you got to show them some love in different ways. And it doesn't take a lot to be able to support someone in the process. So to everyone listening in and around the Seattle area, we'd love for you to be there tonight at Barnes & Noble Northgate Mall, Sunday at East West. And in the process, if you don't happen to be able to join us tonight or Sunday, you can support Misty in different ways, whether it be, you know, to follow her on social media, to be able to purchase her book, to write a book review, to recommend her work to someone else, to recommend her work to someone else. Because, again, it doesn't really take a lot to be able to support someone in this day and age, which is great. There's different ways to go about doing that.
Using your throat chakra.
Yes. Yes, yes. Yeah.
And that's eastwestbookshop.com if you want to register for the class. And your website, one more time.
MistyMThompson.com.
And Jonathan, you have a business of your own.
I do, yes. I'm celebrating, actually, this is very interesting. 5 years ago, I'm celebrating my five-year anniversary at Empowered Publicity, working with inspirational, spiritual, and children's authors all across the country. It's been such an amazing carpet ride, and it's interesting. I love one thing that I see in your studio straight ahead. I have a big connection with the Disney films. One of my favorite Disney movies of all time is Aladdin, and it's no joke. Everywhere I go, I see the phrase, "A whole new world awaits." So I encourage all authors out there, whether it be you're writing your first book or your fifth book, we're really stepping into a new level. We're stepping into a new paradigm. So it's so great to be able to work with, whether it be bookstores such as the Barnes & Nobles and the East West, whether it be Unity Churches, for example, or working with such tremendous media outlets such as yourself, such as Benny, such as the good folks here at Alternative Talk, 1150 AM KKNW. If you're interested in sharing your message and getting your message out to the world, your inspirational, spiritual, or children's book, you can check me out at empoweredpublicity.com. You can learn more about what it is that I do. And it's such an amazing magic carpet ride over the past 5 years. It's just Seattle's been so rewarding. And it's interesting. This is probably a good way to begin to wind down our time. It's interesting that Seattle is called the Emerald City, right? Kind of like the Wizard of Oz. And in my former office, I actually have a little plaque of sorts, and it's got Dorothy, Toto, the Tin Man, Scarecrow, and the Cowardly Lion, and they're looking up at the Emerald City, and they don't know how it is that they're going to get there. And then to the left of the Emerald City, it says, "It's not about the destination, it's about the journey." And my journey's taken me a long period of time to get here, but it's just really an honor and a pleasure to be of service to the people of Seattle, to be of service to Misty here, and beginning the sixth year of Empowered Publicity. It is PR from the heart.
And I'm in my sixth year, too.
What are the odds?
and that whole Dorothy, put your foot right there where she starts that little spiral. Put your foot right there. See yourself in those red shoes. And then think of that one thing you've been putting off, that one thing you want to do, the one thing that makes you feel joy, the thing that you came here to do, and just start taking little steps towards it. And it could be just writing down your dream on a piece of paper.
Yep.
It could be making a phone call to someone else, that, like a real estate agent. I don't know. Maybe you want your own office and do your healing work. But start going down that path. And my kids will tell you, I've done that path. And along the way, I've had random, amazing human beings show up to guide me and help me. And then it was scary. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I wouldn't do it any other way.
Oh, no. Yeah, you have to. You have to do it. You just have to take the step. That's it. That first
They're
step.
Like, you should have your own show. I said, oh, no, I should not. And then I left all my notes at the gym, and I got here, and you know what? It turned out just fine.
Yeah.
And I think the most important thing is stay in the present moment, listen to that small, still voice, and then when it says, and it really feels like when the song's playing and it's your song and there's no one on the dance floor and you have to dance, you've got to move forward. You have to.
Yes.
Yes, you have to.
And you will have no regrets.
That's right. No regrets.
No regrets.
And you'll honor your loved ones in the process.
Oh, gosh. Don't get me started. How many people are on the other side that try to get through all day long as we can keep our spirits high.
Right. Absolutely.
And again, get that picture of a person when they're healthy and happy. Set it next to your bedside and ask the universe or your light beings or angels, whatever you call them, for a little wink from the universe, and they do come through. So, Tuesday, woot woot for the Mariners? Not really, but you're still going to go to one more game.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, I'm glad you guys showed up. One more time, your website?
MistyMThompson.com.
Sweet.
And EmpoweredPublicity.com. That's EmpoweredPublicity.com.
And like them on Facebook. If you want to reach me, it's Dina Benny-Marie.com.
And if you want to reach Benny, hashtag air. I really want to get this trending in Seattle, by the way. Hashtag air hug Benny. That would be great.
I'm going to start it. It'll be
Twitter
fun.
And Instagram and wow. Facebook.
Be nationally known now.
Benny's going to get the key to the city someday. So
it could be DJ awesome. Benny. Then they'd know exactly who he is.
No, we'll stick with what he's got.
Okay, hashtag
simple.
Okay. Hashtag air hug Benny.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. Come back next week for more people, place, and activities that will lift your spirits.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.